Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Morise. My name is MJ Omoto and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast today, my people. How you doing? Me, I'm good. Can't complain. Just hanging in there. Sometimes that's all we can do. And hey, the music is here to give us an escape. So why not do that? Let's get into this album review. But before we do that, head over to motomotomusic.com and check out more podcasts and more episodes from the African Album Review Podcast. Kind of lost my way there. but and also do check out the Motomoto Music Africa YouTube channel. I'm uploading these podcasts on there and we need some numbers. We really need some numbers. So your support would make a world of difference. If you can find Motomoto Music on YouTube, that would be great.
The latest African album review is...
Willian is the debut album by William Last KRM, who is from Botswana. He's a meme. He's a gif. He's a comedian. He does skits and he raps. He's no stranger to going viral for any one of the things I've mentioned. And here's my review for his debut album, Willian. Willian was released on November 26, 2020. It has 14 tracks, 49-minute runtime, and multiple producer placements, including Uzi Beats and UDN and a host of producers from Botswana. The album cover sees William Last KRM holding his daughter on his arm, and the still looks like it's from the Tinto video shoot, which is the hit song from this album.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
Willian is the name of his daughter. He is firstborn, and that is what he talks about on the opening track, Do It For Willian. It's a song about the perspective change that comes with having children. William Last KRM really gives a heartfelt account of his struggles with depression and suicidal thoughts, and how having a child made him realize he had more to live for. This song gives the listener a look into life through his eyes. As if that wasn't heavy to start off an album with. As you listen, these heavy topics come right back on songs such as What They Want, where he brings up the challenges of trying to be a comedian in Botswana, with people actually laughing at him, saying it's not even a career. It's like, people are not serious with life, do this kind of thing. He also talks about being ridiculed by his in-laws for not being good enough for their daughter. Yet again, he points to considering suicide more than once. So I don't know, that was quite unsettling for me to listen to in some way. Songs such as Ah are exactly what William Last KRM should do more of. Your mid-tempo hip-hop or trap kind of vibes that are bouncy and allows him to tempo with different flows that show his delivery prowess. Even the chorus is a lot of the animated character that William Last KRM is. And once again, he mentions his daughter and showing how this album is truly for her. The song that really made me listen to this album and take William Last KRM very seriously as a rapper is the hit song Tinto. I mean, man had people like Busiswa, MC Hammer, Tandiswa Mazwai giving him props for this song and also, you know, wanting to work with him after a sterling video, which now has millions of views on YouTube, which is huge for an artist from Botswana, because up until maybe 4 or 5 years ago, you really didn't see that many videos from Botswana, especially music videos. This is an example of how great a rapper William Last KRM is. He switches flows multiple times on this track and expertly rides a stringy beat that has tons of melody and a lovely female vocal sample in the distance. You might not catch it the first time, but if you listen closely, you'll hear it.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
You know, for an album by someone I consider primarily a comedian, this album is not what I expected. He delves into doing drugs, having an abusive father, dealing with anxiety, feeling like a failure in his life, loving his daughter, loving his woman, trying to establish a career in comedy, making money, growing up poor, and a whole lot more. A lot of heavy topics. In terms of subject matter, this is one of the most hard-hitting, probing, and introspective projects I've heard from the continent in a while. I liked the sequencing of the album, especially from track 3 onwards. I really felt more of the flow then. Some of the production credits were absolutely phenomenal in terms of what they offered, and some of those examples include UDN, who I mentioned at the start, Riley C, DJ Lyric as well. Amazing, talented guys. William Last KRM has some impressive features, by the way. Just think of Kulichana as probably the biggest collabor on here. And he appears on the extra mellow Tsuluhelo. Man, Kulichana gives us another fire verse, and the way he closed it out was super dope too. The collabs on this album were well chosen, and the level of musicality was evident. They were all there by merit, and nothing felt like, oh yeah, these guys are probably homies, so they decided to do a track together. Nah, it was straight talent. I'd love to see William Last KRM take more risks in experimenting with more variants of hip-hop, such as drill, because I think he would murder those subgenres big time. My favorite songs on William are 36 Bars, which has fabulous features in the form of Ati and Viso View, What They Want, Tinto, obviously, which is the biggest track and maybe my favorite as well, Tsuluhelo, Hey Taola, How It Feels, Ndoda, which doesn't sound like anything else on the album and could do really well locally for being the more dancey, relatable track and less hip-hop. Ngege is the other track like this, and it's an I'm a Piano number. Surprising. Maybe not so surprising. Man, I'm a Piano is a vibe, guys. Even rappers are jumping on it.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
There's so many positives to unpack from this album. I haven't followed Bots hip-hop in a while, but this was the perfect album to unpack what's going on over there. And I've positive feedback all around. This one is a dope listen, and Tswana speakers will appreciate it even more, as the man uses it side by side with English many a time. He also drops, a bit of Zulu in there as well. So, you know, you might pick up one or two things if you're a Zulu speaker. Hip-hop lovers, watch the Tinto video first on YouTube, then listen to this album. Because Tinto is, it's a vibe, man. But the video in itself, it's got this nostalgic Pantsula feel. Oh, man. I'm going to watch that video now because, yeah, he did well. Otherwise, yeah. Listen to William by William Last KRM from Botswana. And that's it for me. My name is MJ Omotosano of Zimbabwe signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Day and day.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.